What's good, world? It's your boy Mastermind Mind, and this is another April weekday drop. This is the 2023 version weekday drop, baby. Listen, man, we took a long break out for a long time. We finna go in dialogue moment for a quick second, man. Before we go into this deep dialogue, quick second, y'all be sure to check out the previous episode of the podcast, the March 2023 episode, and the February one where we had the big homie Hip Hop Gamer on. Yo, one of my favorite shows. And we had the homies from Ace Gamers Esports all the way in Africa. Yo, shout out to the Home Team Project. Let's get it, man. We had some hot shows over the months and the weeks, man. And let's keep on pushing that hype energy we still in here, baby. So be sure to check those out, all platforms, Real Gamer, you know what I'm saying? We here, we there, we everywhere, baby. RGTV, the classic shows also, man. But listen, man, we got a lot to talk about in this quick dialogue, man. Listen, my little one, man, she got me sick, man. She got me sick, and I end up, like, losing my voice. And it was like, yo, I got some stuff I want to come in here and kind of break down on the podcast. But I was like, nah, not with my voice sounding like this. So, hey, she took me out, man, live and count, man. There's a lot of stuff that I missed, a lot of stuff I had on my handy-dandy board here. But, of course, she came in and erased some of the stuff, too. She's a nice little fiery baby. But we're going to come here and talk about a couple stuff, man. And I missed some stuff, man, but we back, man. But, hey, check me out on Twitch, Mouse23Mind. Listen, man, y'all know Resident Evil is one of my favorite games of all time. One of my favorite games. Resident Evil 4 Remake is here, man. And I ain't really get a chance to really dive in and talk heavily about it because the March podcast was before it came out. So listen, man, be sure to check out the full review podcast of the Resident Evil 4 Remake. Man, we going heavy in talking about it, breaking it down, giving you a full like review on it, man. One of my, you know, I got some good and bad things to say about it, but mostly good. But listen, man, I've been playing that heavily, and they just released the mercenary mode. Listen, whole nother game, man, and it's amazing. So be sure to check your boy out on Twitch, Mouse23Mind, where we get down on mercenary mode. Just know that. But this Resident Evil 4, man. Yo, I'm just saving for the full podcast, but this has been one of the best remake games of all time, period. It's still one of those number one high seller games, even though it's an older game and it's remake. Like, they did an amazing job on it. I'll elaborate and save all my thoughts for later, for the full review coming soon to a ear near you. We here, we there, we everywhere, you know what I'm saying? But, moving on, I want to move on real quick, man, talking about this Forbidden West, The Burning Shores. Yo, that's coming. By the time you hear the podcast, it'll probably be already out. I think it's dropping on the 18th, if I'm not mistaken. So, check it. What I'm hoping for this DLC is some of the improvements that they could have done on the main game. They integrate that into this DLC. And if they really like give you a big map, open space, like a really like, yo, this is surpassing a DLC, I think this is going to be a great one. And this is going to be like, yo, get your brother DJ Khaled on the phone, another one. It's going to be one of the ones. That's what I'm hoping for. So, hey, I may have to pick this one up. Not quite yet, you know what I'm saying? But because I'm still stuck on this Resident Evil 4 remake. But I'm excited for this Forbidden West DLC, you know what I'm saying? And Forbidden West, yo, the DLC on the first one, it was, you know, it was cool, but I didn't finish it. You know, it's one of those ones. I had the full complete copy or whatever. And for this Forbidden West Burning Shores, I see the preview and I'm like, yo, I like what I see. And like I said, if they make it where they give you a really big map of the game, that's what's up. That's what's up. Give me that right there. I'll take that. So I'm excited to see it. Can't wait for it. April 18th. that's around the corner. But yo, and also coming up, we got a PlayStation showcase also finna here to drop by the time y'all see the podcast or hear the podcast. You'll probably be already seeing it because it's tomorrow. But yo, this Final Fantasy, I want to see more about it. You know what I'm saying? I heard, shout out to the homie Lemon, OG Lemon. I heard that you know what I'm saying, Final Fantasy says some racist things or whatnot. I'm not sure. I didn't see the full video, whatever happened, but the game looks dope. Will I still support Final Fantasy Square Enix? Yeah, of course. I didn't see the video, but you know what I'm saying, great game. Can't wait to see what, you know, how the showcase and everything is going to be. You know, I'm excited for it, but you know, it's one of those, dang Square Enix. You know, so yeah, can't wait to see what they're gonna show. I feel like we've already seen enough already. You know, I'm just kind of ready for the game to come out. I'm still excited for it because I'm really hoping that it's like a Final Fantasy VII, a Final Fantasy X. What was the other one? 14, 12, I don't know. They need to give them some other type names, but other than the numbers or whatever, but it's some dope Final Fantasy games out there. And for this one to be the next one, like the next AAA title Final Fantasy, the bar is kind of high for this one. You know what I'm saying? We seen trailer, we seen demo, they showed us a lot of the game. I feel like the game is already out, how much we didn't see. So at this point, I'm excited for the showcase, but I really want to get my hands on the game now. I'm ready to play it. I want to see it now. So, you know, it's one of those. But the bar is kind of high. I'm not going to even front. The bar is high. What they really need to do, Square Enix need to stop playing and go ahead and remake Final Fantasy X Remake. I don't know who's in charge of what or what's going on, but listen, another dialogue, monologue, side note, listen, Resident Evil 4 Remake, bruh, the game, let this be an example of you remake great games like that, they're going to be masterpieces every time. It's just another classic, a remix to the classic. You feel what I'm saying? Make that happen, Jack. Give us a proper 007. Xbox, I hope you do a good job over there. Give us a proper 007. You know what I'm talking about? Final Fantasy X. Give us a Final Fantasy X remake. PlayStation, what's up? You did a great job with Final Fantasy VII Remake. Great job. Really great job. You know, so I'm hoping to see more remakes. I don't want to remaster. We're going to talk about remaster also with Nintendo later on. Hold that's the whole that one. but we need some remakes. So I hope that Resident Evil 4 Remake, the success that it has, paved the way for the next remakes of already great games. That's what I'm hoping for. And this Final Fantasy, the bar is high. Give me my eye. At this point, I want to play it, but honestly, I want a Final Fantasy X remake before this one. So, yeah, moving on. Yo, check this. Before I move on to this next topic, I want to talk about going back into the remaster. I told you, hold your breath, bring it back up. So, I'm going to come back to my PlayStation handheld topic. Yeah, that's a hot topic. But the Nintendo. Let's talk about Nintendo real fast. Nintendo is apparently working on a remastered game that basically they never remastered or whatever before. Interesting to think about. So I asked this to all of the viewers, the any ears worldwide that's listening. What game do you think? Again, I personally don't want a remaster. I want a remake. And I think Metroid Prime, this remaster that Nintendo got with Metroid Prime, has paved the way to show other games that can come in. Oh, we can remaster this game and it's going to still do good. We can remake this game and it's going to still do good. I think a remake will do better, but a remaster with Nintendo, how Metroid Prime did, I think just kind of now just paved the way. Yo, let's do some more, you know? So to think what games they haven't remastered before, it's a lot of them. It's a lot of them, and which one would it, you know, people like to see. I think Metroid was one of those on a half, you know what I'm saying? But I really honestly want a remake, not a remaster. Metroid Prime Remaster was dope. Would a remake would have been better? My opinion, yes. After seeing what Resident, again, the bar is now high. After seeing Resident Evil 4 remake and the success of it, that's it. Give me a remake. I don't want no more remasters. No more remasters. I want all remakes. Final Fantasy VII. Remake was amazing. Give me y'all remakes. So, you know, what game would I like to see? We already got a Wind Waker back in the day. So I was thinking of Wind Waker. Wind Waker was one of my favorite on GameCube. Honestly, shout out to I forgot the gamer tag. I like to shout out to people with their gamer tags and whatnot. We talked about a game, Bloody Royal, I need to come back. Bloody Royal. That game, they need to come back. Amazing fighting game. Whoever got the license to that, whoever need to buy some license to that, whatever, let's make that happen. That's an amazing fighting game. I think it'll be great for competition, like how we got with Tekken, Street Fighter, you know what I'm saying, already in the mix. This new Street Fighter finna drop, amazing. New Tekken that's finna drop, amazing. So Bloody Royal can come right around the corner. Hey, introducing a new fighter, you know what I'm saying? New fighting game, let's get it. That'd be dope. So even from the perspective of going back to Nintendo remasters, yo, I had that game on GameCube. Remaster that, I'd probably take that as a pick. Remake it, let's go. Matter of fact, give me a brand new one. So spinning back to my PlayStation topic. Yo, in the future of the shows, man, I want to have like some digital stuff going around in my background. Right now, man, I be having so much passion for the show to where we just come here and just do our thing and just boom, you know what I'm saying? Just run with it and no editing behind the scenes or anything. But that's all coming soon. Stay tuned. But moving on to my PlayStation handheld situation. So look, I don't know what we need to do. We probably need to go in the vaults and pull up some of the old footage. The podcast or some of the old audio, whatever we need to do. But I spoke about this. Let me grab the control. From the YouTube world, all my audio viewers, man, we on YouTube right now. Follow your boy on YouTube, Mastermind RGTV. That's what I'm going to tell you at the beginning of the show. That's 23Mind on Twitch, you know what I'm saying? And Real Gamer, the podcast. We are here, we're there, we everywhere. RGTV, the classic shows. Listen, man, I talked about this on an old episode of the podcast. So the PlayStation controller. Let's pull up the PlayStation controller. Right now in my hand, I hold the PlayStation 5 controller. Now, before actually having my hands on this, I think I did it on the PlayStation review, or I think that was the episode. But there was one episode I was saying, like, yo, this touchpad right here, oh, too close to the microphone. This touchpad right here, that should have been a screen. Or if you can detach this and take it off, kind of like how Nintendo have the detachments, that need to be a screen. So I got it. That's a PlayStation handheld, bro. PlayStation need. And I was saying, I went into details on about the show, but that's what I said. Go into the vault, pull the episodes, pull the clip, Johnny. But listen, man, that could have been a dope idea for PlayStation in the beginning, because think about it. If you got some type of handheld device that's about the size, what they said the rumors of the size is, what, about 8 inches of a screen or whatever, and it's something that you can you know, power, basically almost like a handheld, but what I was describing previously before was almost like a PlayStation remote, like a digital remote, but you can still essentially play your PlayStation games on it. Yo, if PlayStation would have had something like that soon as it would have came out, still would have been dope. But it don't surprise me now that, yo, we possibly may be getting a PlayStation handheld, aka Q-Lite. Makes sense, because for one, as that's dope. Two, to see how Nintendo utilized their platform to where it's on the go, but it's also wherever you are, you're still gonna be, yo, you can just pop the tablet into the television like that. That's very convenient, and that's very, yo, that's dope. So for PlayStation, it's more of like, I gotta carry around, hunk around this big old plastic of PlayStation 5 down my friend's house just to play, you know what I'm saying? So other than just giving me my handheld or my PlayStation remote or whatever digital remote, or however you wanna see it, however you see it, but handheld would be dope. You know what I'm saying? It's in the success of how Nintendo structured their situation. I can see that same success with PlayStation having his own little handheld that's very compatible with the PlayStation 5, by the way. So, hey, especially now since we got the whole PlayStation Cloud with all of the classic games, we can play our old classic games, PS2, PS3 games, and One games and whatnot on the go. That would be dope. Now, we can do it on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Cloud through the phone, so handheld. I know some people, well, you can do mobile devices. It don't make sense to have a handheld. I just think PlayStation creating that handheld ecosystem within, now, it may fail, but I just think the ideal of creating that within its own ecosystem would be incredible, and I'm here for it. Would I support and buy a PlayStation handheld? Yes. PSP, PS Vita, those was dope, really dope. They should have kept the games kind of pushing, you know what I'm saying? Kept the games pushing and keep them running. But, you know, now will it be successful? That's the key thing. Now, I'm never a genie of this is going to be successful or this may fail. Nah, it's just more of a, I see the future, not surprised by the future type deal. But will it be successful? Will the PlayStation handheld be successful? That is an if. And it's so many things of why that would make it an if. It's the mere fact of the economy. You know what I'm saying? The economy is crazy right now. So many crazy things going on in the world right now. Inflation is through the roof. You know what I'm saying? Do people really want to pay X amount of dollars for a handheld device when we already got so many great handheld devices on the market right now? You know, the Steam Deck, pretty dope. LG got his own little thing going on. Nvidia got his own little thing going on, pretty dope. Nintendo Switch still out here taking numbers, you know what I'm saying? Xbox Game Pass is doing amazing on mobile, you know what I'm saying? You can still technically play your PlayStation on mobile device, remote into your PlayStation. So it's like, is it a cool idea? Yes. Is it a great time? Maybe. Will it be successful? Maybe. Will it essentially sell itself? Not so much in the situation we in right now. Maybe. Why? Also, too, the PlayStation VR 2. The price too high, Jack. You my boy, but the price too high. Your prices for PlayStation VR 2 is too high. So guess what? You've seen Meta cutting down on their prices of their handheld. I mean, their headset or whatnot. Apple, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, okay, we're going to come out with a headset. We're probably not going to lower the prices, but the tech is going to probably be crazy through the roof. Now, granted, the tech for the PlayStation VR 2 is also crazy through the roof, but the prices is kind of high. Amazing VR, I will say. Amazing. But I don't know, man. And it's not really, I can't really say it's a success without doing my complete 100% homework on the PlayStation VR 2, but I haven't heard too much about it since it dropped, in a way, when it dropped February, you know what I'm saying? It's been PlayStation been in the news for a lot of great things, and with the whole battle with the Xbox situation, that's one of the things that's like this little cloud that's starting to float over PlayStation. Like, yo, you started something with Xbox now, and you know what I'm saying? So I think that's like been one of the main headlines for PlayStation right now, down my little feed or so. But this PlayStation handheld situation, I'm excited for it. You know, might not be a great time. PlayStation VR 2, I was excited for it. Do I own one? Nah, price is too high. But you know, it'll be some dope to see. Moving on, talking about this Xbox showcase, and E3 is not coming back and it's gone. So let's talk about it for a quick second. Let me get, I'm a little parched, man. I'm a little parched. It's just got me parched. Listen, man, I really wanted to go to E3 this year. And hearing that it was canceled was one of those like, oh man, are you serious, bro? It was one of those things. I definitely had it on the bucket list. Definitely was gonna go this year. And yo, that was a shot to the heart, man. I was like, dang, bro, what a, like, E3 for us gamers, man, is like the Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying? And when you, I'm just going back to memories of E3, bro. Like, when you see all these amazing new games to come, and you know, the demo of, play the demos of some of these great games you just seen, was like all of it just patched together. It's like this, like, oh, like, yo, the E3 was just amazing. You feel what I'm saying? So for it not to be, you know, for them to cancel it and not be around anymore, sucks, man. So you got Xbox showcase on June 11th, 23 this year, of course. And you got PlayStation doing their own little showcase situation, Nintendo doing their own little treehouse situation. So it's gonna be some news, and you know, we're gonna see things happening during these May and June, during those 2 months, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like an E3 experience by just, like, you know, online or whatever. But it's not going to be, you know, E3 is over with. Yeah, it's done. So we're going to be looking at individual, like, showcase events. You know what I'm saying? Like, PlayStation got a showcase event tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they're going to probably have one in May or June. You know what I'm saying? Talking about something else is going to be great. Don't forget, 23 ain't over yet. So we got a lot of great games they're going to give us updates on, like the Grand Theft Auto 6. You know they gonna mention that. They gonna mention that. That game is close. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of great games to come. The Spider-Man, I think they just mentioned something out about that. Shout out to the homie again, man, because he spoke on the show here about the new Spider-Man, and yo, this may be one of them Spider-Man games that, yo, it may win game of the year, man. Especially if, so this new Spider-Man, if they, based on what the homie said, man, I'm like, yo, if they give us like detail, if we get like detail, like go into buildings and really interact with the environment is much more bigger, like you're playing, like you're actually like here, like in New York or whatever, wherever you're gonna place it at or whatever. Like, if they make the environment a lot more immersive and, you know, keep the graphics how it is, of course, but thinking about all the key factors like Ratchet and Clank, like going through no load times, like, yo, this, and then when you crossing over to like, yo, bro, it's gonna be crazy. So definitely potential for one of those game of the years situation. You got my eyes and attention on it. I'll say that much. I hate that, man. I really do. And I really want to kind of end the show and take it out from there, because E3 was close to me, man. It was close because I was gonna go this year, yo. And to see E3 go away hurts my heart. Let's get a moment of silence for E3. Yes, sir. Moment of silence for E3. But yo, check this. We finna go bounce out and play some Resident Evil 4 remake. Yo, my little girl, man, she took me out. Y'all see I'm a little, you know, drainy. We good now, but yo, it's a lot I wanted to come in here and talk about, but y'all caught up to a lot of things in the gaming world. But we're gonna come here and talk more. Shout out to the homie. I gotta get a shout out to everybody. Shout out to the homie Young Fly 205. We got him on the podcast episode. Check out that episode. Are we talking about hey, the homie got big love for EA. You dig what I'm saying? We're talking about some Madden and some sports and gamings and whatnot. Shout out to Ace Esports. The home team out there in Africa, man. Shout out to Prodigy, man. We're doing some big things, man. A lot of great things happening. Shout out to the homie Q. We got to get the homie Q back on the show because he was going through a marathon with Resident Evil 1, 2, and 3, and now he's playing 4. So I'm excited to get the homie Q back on the show because I'm excited to hear how I kind of talked to him a little bit in the chat or whatnot, but I'm excited to hear how he feel about Resident Evil 4, the remake or whatnot, and any other gamer, man, that's gonna, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, y'all got to love Resident Evil 4. Let's talk about it, man, because that's one of my favorite games. I'm gonna go all in on the full review here soon, but Q, let's make it happen, bro. But yeah, we got a lot of great stuff popping up here on the show, man. We're gonna get. Hey, so gamer girl, where you at? Melanated Balance. We're going to get her on the show. Talking about the Netflix games, man. Listen, man. Netflix out here doing their thing in gaming, man. Stay tuned for that on the next episode, man. I'm a professor at gaming, but I've learned something new in gaming. And when I seen these Netflix games, you know, I said, you know what? I talked about that on the show, but I didn't get a chance to really get my hands on one of these Netflix games. Let's give it a shot. These are like, whoa, these are actual games. So Netflix, we're going to get some Netflix gamers here on the show, man. And then we're going to talk about some Netflix games. We're going on the next episode of this April breakdown, or they're going into May. I'm going to give y'all some more breakdowns about things to come here in the future of gaming. But make sure you stay tuned for that. Be sure to follow your boy at Twitch, Master23Mime. That's where we're finna go right now to go play some Resident Evil 4 remake. I'm telling you, man, the truth in mercenary mode. The truth. YouTube page, MastermindRGTV, Real Gamer on all podcast platforms. RGTV, baby. Love is love, y'all. Peace.